Everyone, and welcome back for the second episode of this podcast. I'm your host, student Dr. Dakota Vest, and this is Quantum Care. For this episode, I interviewed a really good friend of mine, student Dr. Robert Taft, who is a trimester 5 student like me here at Logan University. And I asked him to come onto the show so that he can share his experience on how he ended up here at Logan wanting to be a chiropractor and some of the tips that have helped him along the way getting through this program. So without further ado, here is the interview. So Robert, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you ended up wanting to become a chiropractor.
Thank you for inviting me on. I'm originally from the state of Utah and 32 years old. I come from a large family of 8. I have 5 brothers and 2 sisters, and I'm the youngest. And I have 25 nieces and nephews.
Wow, big family.
Yeah, for sure. You know, family's really important to me, and I love them a lot, and which is part of the reason I'm out here is because of them. Before I came out here to Logan University, I was a software engineer in software development for about 5.5 years, starting in 2017. About 6 months in, I didn't feel like I was doing what I wanted to be doing with my life, but I really didn't know what that looked like, what else to do. Eventually, I kind of decided I wanted to help people, but I didn't really know what that looked like to me. My mom and my grandparents are really big into natural healthcare, and so when I was researching things, I came across a chiropractor, which was good for me because I've had good experiences with chiropractic in the past. At around age 11 or 12, I had been having a bedwetting issue throughout my childhood, and so that really made things hard to go like camping, go on vacations, or go to friends' houses for sleepovers, and so that was really a challenge in my life. My mom took me to the chiropractor I've been seeing for the last 20 years. For the first time, and he adjusted me and provided nutritional support, and I haven't had the bedwetting issue ever since.
Wow.
So, you know, chiropractic really does work for sure. And I've had a lot of other experiences since then. That was just the first one that was really my introduction to chiropractic. And, you know, part of the reason I chose Logan University was because for about 2 years, I served a mission for my church out here in St. Louis, in the St. Louis area in Missouri, Illinois. And for 4.5 months, I was here in Chesterfield. And so I got to come and visit the school and interact with a lot of the students. And, you know, it was overall just a very positive experience back then in 2014. And so when it came time to, you know, I'm like, I'm going to do chiropractic immediately. I knew Logan University is where I wanted to go. And in fact, it's where my chiropractor went to school back in the early 80s.
Nice. So is your chiropractor, still in contact with you that you saw the very first time?
Yeah, for sure. He's the person that helped me get here to Logan once I made that decision to start chiropractic school.
Nice. Well, it's such a beautiful campus here, especially with us having a disc golf course. And I think we have 3 large ponds that we see people fish at a lot. We just put in a new park. So it's very family friendly here and such a beautiful campus. So with you being trimester 5, you've been here for about 1.5 years. How would you say that school has had an impact on you so far?
Oh, it's had a big impact on me, you know, coming in here with a no medical or science background, coming from software development. The program is already very challenging and rigorous, but that just added on with no experience, a lot of challenge, trying to get through the program. But, you know, we just took part 1 boards in January and we both passed.
Heck yeah, we did.
That was really hard, but, you know, it feels good to get that behind us. And a couple weeks ago, I was actually invited to join the Pi Kappa Pi Honor Society here on campus, which is limited to the top 10% of students in the program.
Wow, that is a huge accomplishment.
Thank you. You know, but like I said, this has been a really challenging program. The hands-on portions of the program have been the most challenging parts, you know, working with the students. And in starting in trimester three, we get to start working with standardized patients. And that involves taking a history, coming up with a differential diagnosis, and performing exams with them. And so that's just been a really challenging aspect of the program for me.
Yeah, I would say that would be very challenging for anybody coming into the program, never really having hands-on experience or any medical background, and taking all of that information that we learn in the first year of school and trying to apply it in a room that we have no idea who this person is, no idea what condition that was given to us that we have to try to diagnose. And trying to get all those butterflies out at the same time. So I'm sure it's very challenging for a lot of us.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's not, makes it a little bit more challenging as an introvert, but, you know, with a lot of support from professors and other students, like student Dr. Dakota, you know, I've been able to improve and grow in my confidence and my skills, and it's gotten a lot better.
I would say that's the most rewarding thing about being here with other students that are struggling with you, is you get to see their progression from start to finish, and the overall professionalism and mannerism of people here. It seems like we all have the same goals and ideas, and so, like, right, we just want to help people, and I think you've done great so far.
Thank you. It's really easy to second guess yourself here. Just asking yourself, like, did I make the right choice and decision to come into chiropractic or to Logan? But, you know, you always just have to go back to, you know, why you're here. And, you know, why I'm here is, you know, I wanted to help people and help my family and other people I'll meet in the future that I don't know. And so, you know, I think God really did lead me to come here to Logan University. I look back in my life and I can see his hand leading me and taking me down this path. And, you know, despite the challenges, it's been well worth it.
Yeah. Amen. They say God will never leave you in the wrong direction. So I, you know, when starting this program, Logan gives you a piece of paper and they ask you to write your why down, like why you want to be in this program, why you want to put yourself through the struggle. So, Robert, can you tell us a little bit about, like, why you, like, what your why was?
Yeah, you know, I just really wanted to help people, and like my family back home, and you know, I. But as I think about it, you know, I really wanted to grow as a person. You know, I wasn't necessarily happy with where I was at in my life, and this has definitely helped me grow a lot, for sure.
All right. So to kind of wrap it up, if you had some advice to give to someone that was maybe thinking about coming into the program or had no idea what this program was about, what kind of advice could you give to them?
You know, I think it's important to be vulnerable here. Gotta check your ego at the door, and keep an open mind. Nobody knows everything, but as long as you keep that open mind and you're willing to say, you know, raise your hand and say, hey, I'm struggling over here, I'm not getting this, or whatever it is, you know, other students and especially the professors are willing to put in the time and the effort to help you succeed in the program. And so, you know, don't worry about looking stupid.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my coach always told me the way you practice is the way you play. And we see multiple students in here that just kind of go through the motions. And like what you said you had an issue with is dealing with those standardized patients. And we spend a lot of time in classroom trying to learn the material, try to prepare for these instances that come up, and then ultimately when it comes time to perform, they fall flat. And so, you know, you really get out of it what you put into it. And so that's one thing that I really had to overcome, was trying to know my limitations. Like, I knew that I struggled in school while going through undergrad, and while coming here, I just kept thinking that God was going to have me throughout all of this, but He expects us to put in the work and to ask questions and to bring other people into it so that you can brainstorm on how other people have got through this program. Because like they tell you when you first get here, it's like drinking through a fire hose. You're taking anywhere between 10 and 15 classes, and you're going from 7:30 in the morning until 4:30 during school. And then you see a lot of people out here going till almost 9 or 10 o'clock at night. So we definitely put in the hours.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, it's a lot of time and a lot of effort, but it's well worth it. And you know, God will see you through it.
Absolutely. Well, Robert, I want to thank you for being on my podcast today. And to wrap it up, like we always do, I'm going to have Robert share a quote that he had picked out. So I will let you go ahead and do that.
I've chosen a quote by D.D. Palmer, the founder of chiropractic. Life is but the expression of spirit through matter. To make life manifest requires the union of spirit and body.